All right, back at it, Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, and we welcome back to the program Tom Reed from The Athletic. Tom, good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I hope you and your family are doing okay and everybody's staying strong. You know, we still have no idea. Nobody has a crystal ball to this, but we've seen some things floated out with the NHL about whether they could finish these 12 to umpteen games they have left for certain teams, or whether when this thing got lifted, and it's all timing, that whether you could just dump into a 24 playoff model and have the Jackets be in already and have a play-in type situation. Do you think either one of those makes more sense than the other?
You know, I just have a hard time believing that the league would go with a – first of all, I don't think they're coming back. But not to throw water on your question, but I think it's, you know, I think it would be very hard for some of the teams that have the better records that are in good shape to be sitting there and waiting for a play-in game or a play-in three-game series. And the teams that are the better teams are not doing anything, because the teams that were in the play-in games that have a huge advantage going in, I think, at least.
So, Tom, you don't believe there's going to be any extension of this at all, or even potentially playing in the late summer, early fall?
I don't. I mean, I absolutely hope I'm wrong. I just don't see it. I don't. The way it's trending, it seems like they're running out of time. I think they'll do everything they possibly can. You know, I'm not giving you any inside knowledge here. Just following this day to day. And what's going on, and, you know, you saw the stuff out of Toronto yesterday. It just does not seem like it would be a very, very tight window if they were able to get something off. Again, I hope it does happen. You know, what's funny is I was thinking about this yesterday, and I was thinking about this from a Blue Jackets perspective. Imagine if this had happened last year at this time. They had went out and got Matthew Duchene, decided to keep Artemi Panarin for the run for the playoffs, and you're sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, these guys might not even get to play in the playoffs. And when you think about that magical couple of weeks in Columbus last year, and that may have never happened, but this happened a year earlier. So, you know, again, I hope it does come back. I hope, you know, who's ever making these decisions are making them for the right reasons. But I guess we're all kind of in the same boat waiting to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, we certainly are, and it's an amazing thought you just had, and it's probably the very little bit of a silver lining to all of us that we all forgot about is that, you know, the timing of all this and what has been impacted and what could have been impacted by this. Are you believing, though, that there were reports out there that the NHL was at least trying to be positive and get ahead of this thing if they can, and asking for available arena dates in late summer like Bobby talked about? Do you know for a fact they are at least doing that to try to see if this could happen? And the other part of that question would be, how could they do this as late as possible and then even maybe impact the next season, like delay that as much as possible?
Well, again, I think they're smart in trying to do every possible, you know, scenario. The fact that I took it as good news as they were still being very hopeful when they delayed the draft and all that stuff, because that told me they were still holding out hope to finish the season. I don't know how deep you can go into this, into the summer, because, you know, because you're going to have a new season, you have to have free agency, you have to have all that stuff. The draft is important, but not the free agency is important. I just think it would be very difficult to do it, and because of where it is in the season, especially because you'd just be starting with playoff games, I think it would be very, very hard unless something happens in the next couple of weeks where they do get the go-aheads. And then the issue becomes, here's the other bigger issue, is we're thinking national, but think of all these states. Look at Ohio. Ohio was out in front of this way before everybody else. You know, Mike DeWine was saying, no, you shouldn't have games, and then said, you can have games. So then you're running into this issues where could you play in certain states? Could you play in Toronto? I don't know. It's so hard to predict what's possibly going to happen. And I just, with every passing week, it just seems more and more like this season's going to be lost.
We're talking to Tom Reed of The Athletic here on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, so with a lost season, you know, let's just say, for example, that they don't play anymore. You know, they've pushed back the draft. I mean, is free agency, is everything in your mind with what you've kind of looked at this? I mean, have you heard anything about how free agency would progress and how the draft and how all that would go? I mean, is that still kind of similar timeline just with everything being pushed back a little?
Well, let's just start with free agency. The free agency is going to happen. And as we saw with the NFL, you really don't need a place, right? It's not like, you know, that stuff can all be done on by the phone. So free agency is going to happen at some point. You know, the draft will happen in some way, shape, or form. So that stuff will all happen. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen is I think, more the question. And, of course, just trying to figure out if they're going to be having some kind of games to play. And, boy, it would stink for the Blue Jackets if somehow they just took the top eight and went by percentage of points because they didn't want to play a couple more games. Because the Islanders have the situation where they're behind. I think they're behind the Blue Jackets, but they've played a few less games. And if the Blue Jackets got knocked out on something like that, it'd just be, oh, my goodness, you got to be kidding me. And it's just who have come this far this year. And that's the sad thing. I don't think that this is the best Blue Jacket team as far as, God, they're going to get denied of a chance to win the Stanley Cup this year. But my goodness, if any Blue Jacket team ever deserved at least to get in the playoffs for all that they've overcome with the injuries this year, this group certainly does.
Well, isn't that, and that's the great hope, isn't it, for Blue Jacket fan, that if we get past the pandemic and they're able to continue this season, that they've been the most injured team in the league. And then I guess you would anticipate that Oliver Bjorkstrand and Seth Jones and guys that they would – we had Nick Foligno on yesterday, and he said, I'd be lying if I told you I didn't think about that we could be a different team, and that the if you want to be fully sensitive to everything that's going on in the world, but from a sports sense, that they would get some crazy massive additions if the season were to continue.
Oh, I see. There, to me, it's, you know, I just said it. I'm not sure if this roster is quite there to go four rounds, right? And that's the ultimate goal, is to win the Stanley Cup. But I think what would happen if, let's say, they do come back. First of all, we have no idea who's going, what player or what team's going to be full of Sean Kemps, guys that just didn't think was going to come back and didn't train that hard. I don't think anyone knows. If it does come back, it's a huge question of how motivated, how hard these guys have been working. And then even if it does come back, think of the teams that were really rolling at the end. They would have to start all over again. So what I'm saying is, yeah, if the Blue Jackets are in, the Blue Jackets get in, then I think, you know, there's a lot of the playing field is leveled because everyone's starting from scratch.
Rolling, by the way, would be the operative word in your statement there. By the way, aren't hockey players different, though, Tommy? I mean, hockey players are different. Don't they? I mean, I don't know how many – listen, that lockout from 20 years ago that you mentioned, or whatever that was, I think Sean Kemp came in – what did he come in at, by the way? He was over three bills, right?
Well, he was never listed at over 300 pounds, but I think that the reports were that he was over 300 pounds. And in Sean Kemp's defense, he actually had a pretty good year that year, but – all anyone remembers was how big he was.
Listen, 35 pounds or whatever he gained, I mean, that's, you know, that's still I can't imagine hockey players treating this. Like, there's something about hockey players that make me feel like they'll respect this more, but who knows? I don't know. That's an amazing thought, though. I'll tell you what, we'll have Torts on later. I'll put it to him. I'll ask him whether or not he's keeping tabs on his players' workout routine.
Oh, they are. I mean, they're you know, we wrote about this a couple of weeks ago when it first started, that, you know, they're very good. They have a terrific high performance guy in Nelson Iod, and their Kevin Collins, their weight and conditioning guys. They've got programs for these guys. The Blue Jackets, I would not worry about. They seem to be, to me, a team that would be, those guys would be ready to go when we can get back to hockey.
All right, Tom. Great of you to make time for us, man. We'll keep hope alive, and you and your family be well, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Same to you guys. Thanks for having me.